of Nell and me after all these years. And Linda's, Linda's responsible for that.
They've been friends 79 years.
Wonderful experience to get to go to see her. And especially on the train. I hadn't been on a train in so many years.
You said that you had sleepovers. What would you do at a sleepover?
What
would you do at a sleepover? What did the girls like to do?
They didn't call them sleepovers.
Oh.
They were called spend the night.
It just called it spend the night. Yeah. And yeah. And we didn't do anything. So I can't think what we did. Of course, we never did get to go out anywhere. We stayed there in the home.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Just laughed and had a good time.
That's what we did.
Gossiped.
No TV, remember.
That's right.
No, goodness, no.
When you moved into Roswell, how big was the city at that time?
Very small. One red light. And I've asked several people, and I had a call in for Pug Mabry before I came and didn't get Pug. But my husband always thought there was red light at the river was the first one. But several other people have said they think it is that at the park for the business center. And I'm not sure. I would like to know exactly where the first red light was, but there was only one.
When you moved in, where would you do, say, your grocery shopping? Did you have several alternatives? Was
The first store that I remember is Reeves Grocery Store. I'm sure there must have been one before that, Reeves is still living, and it was his father that had the store. But we had only two eating places. One was Bob's Dairy Barn, and one other.
White Springs, Hornet down there.
I'm not sure,
Green
but
Hornet.
Anyway,
Green Hornet.
When we went with a couple, which we did all the time, we went to Atlanta to eat. And that seems so strange to me now. We drove all the way to Atlanta to eat.
Was there a special place that you would go in Atlanta to eat?
Yes, but I can't remember the name.
I can. You want me to tell you? Herons.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Down on Lucky Street. That's where y'all used to go.
Maybe
Herons.
Maybe so.
We're like the daughters she never had, so we can fill in the gaps.
When you and your husband moved in, there were a couple restaurants here in town, and for special treats, you would go into Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Would you drive into Atlanta?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. And what else might you do if you went? What else would you do for pleasure type?
Well, we belong to the Pro Mozart Club in Atlanta, and we went to the Atlanta Symphony all the time. We attended the Atlanta Symphony and Pro Mozart Club, and had interest in Atlanta, because such as that was not in Roswell at that time at all. And my husband was very musical, and we were always, both of us were always interested in music.
Poetry, you're both big poetry lovers.
And how about here in Roswell? Were there any kind of activities to participate in? Social gatherings, groups, or clubs?
I belong to the Roswell Woman's Club and to the Garden Club. I was a member of both of those, and Luke was a Rotarian.
Uh-huh.
And then
most of the activity, though, was through what? Most of your activity was through